show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Well, we are excited. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are just a week and a wake up, as they would say when I was in the military. All the while through boot camp, you had a day-by-day countdown. It was two months and a wake up. Then it was 6 weeks and a wake up. And finally, it was everybody loved to hear the one day and a wake up. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a life that was. And everything in boot camp was about that, and everyone talked about that. And even in certain other places in the military, we would say those things. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s then, so that was in my early 20s, and then in my 40s where I was working inside the jail system, the prison system, and they used the same phrase. So I don't know who got it from who. I don't know if the military stole it from the prisoners or if the prisoners stole it from the military people, but or maybe if it was the same people. They had been in one place and was in another. I know that happened to me, and I'm sure it happened to many, many others. And so I am using that phrase. So when I use it, I just wanted to give you a little history of why I would say that. We are just a week and a wake up. But now, my good friend, Patricia Martin Peters, from her event, it's just a wake up. It's not even one day and a wake up. It is a wake up. So we are excited that you are here with us today. I want to talk today about a very important topic. And I want to know, our topic today is releasing strategies for releasing your destiny and your dreams, okay? The strategies, the keys to releasing your destiny and your dreams. You know, so many people don't live out their dreams in life. So many people. And, you know, it's more clear now probably than it's ever been before. So many people have not really been able to experience this living your dream life. You know, I'm experiencing it right now. That's why I'm talking about it. And so I want to give you some keys to living your dream life. Now, I'm talking from my book, Release Your Power, today. Release Your Powers, a book that, as Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant says, she was talking about it and I was living it. Then I end up writing about it. Now she's coming to a conference to speak about it. Now, you know, nobody could do that but God, because I didn't know Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant till just I mean, heard of her. But I had never gone to see her and never gone to hear her speak. I've watched her on TV on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I've listened to her on the Michael Bazin Show. And at the time I listened to her, it didn't dawn on me that one day she would be a guest on my radio show. Moreover, that she would be a keynote speaker at our upcoming Women's Summit. It's a powerful Women's Summit happening in the city of Newark, New Jersey. We have free ticket giveaways. So for those people who come, you may be, you may win a ticket to go see the new movie, Sparkle. And a lot of people want to go out and see that. But we're going to be giving away 10 movie tickets at this event. So you can go to the Cityplex and watch it. Brand new, powerful, powerful facility. Also, you want to purchase the book, Release Your Power. Purchase this book. It's a powerful book. Well, it says right there, release your power. So it's got to be powerful because you're powerful. So if you're going to release your power, then you're powerful. You're going to read this book. It says release your power, becoming who you really are. I say on the back of the book, so for those, some people, they like to read the back of the book, the little synopsis. For those of you who do, it says, becoming who you are, it's easier than you think. Easier than you think. And so we want you to definitely, we're glad that you decided to tune into the show this morning. You tuned into the show this morning, so we're glad you're on the show. And so we're just letting everyone know, even those people that may ring us on our cell phones while we're right in the middle of the taping. So just wanted to let people know that. And now, so focus, focus, focus. I tell you, when you start with the man in the mirror, you're going to achieve a lot. You're going to achieve greatness. And today, again, like I said, I want to give you 3 strategies for releasing your dream and your destiny. Now, one of the strategies that I'm going to give you right up front, like I said, the strategies are in the book, Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. See, becoming who you really are is all about releasing your dreams and your destiny. I've been hearing about so many people who have dropped dead of heart attacks, and they're still young. I've read about people who was in a drowning accident. There are people going through so many devastating things, and some of them never got to tap into their dream and their destiny. You know, of course, we're all destined to change from this life to another life. So in that sense, yeah, they achieved that destiny. But have they really utilized all that God has given them? And I know they haven't. I know they haven't. That's why I wrote the book, because I was under the unction of the Holy Spirit to write that book. So God had to give me the strategies that are in that book and show me how to write it, because, you know, I'm not a writer. I dropped out of high school. I'm not a college, well, I'm a college graduate now, but, you know, when I was in high school, college was the first. I didn't really know what college was. So I thought, believe it or not, college was for the very, very smart people, like the intelligent, like the ultra super intelligent people, or that it was for, you know, white people. I'm just keeping it real. When I was a kid, that's what I thought. I didn't say what you thought. I didn't say what you thought I thought. I said what I thought. You know, nobody knows your thoughts but you and God. You know, Satan doesn't know what we think. He only knows what we say and do and how we behave. So, unless God shows him or tells him. So here I am. I'm not, you know, a book writer per se, but God did this, you know, and he poured it out in his book. And we want you to go actually to the website, www.release-your-power.com. Because this book, you know, helps to keep the ministry that I'm a part of going. But we ask a question on the back of the book. Do you know who you are and where you are going? First of all, most people don't know who they are, because so many people are living in bitterness, shame, hurt, pain, rejection, negativity, jealousy, resentfulness, lots of stuff. They do not know who they really are. Because if you're living in any of those things, pain, shame, guilt, hurt, rejection, feeling left out, all of this bitterness, if you feel unloved, if you feel unloved, if you feel that nobody loves you, or if you feel that no one cares about you, or if you feel that not the right people care, or not enough people care, or not the right person loves you, if those are your thoughts, if you have these thoughts constant, it's like my therapist, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. She's my therapist now, my psychologist. She's my therapist. A psychologist, it could be a person who maybe writes a paper on different human behaviors, but a therapist deals with you and your issues. So I have a therapist, and, you know, she did that for me. So, you know, as Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant would say, is that we all have, you know, some type of issue. And that thing is blocking you from releasing the full power of your life. That means your dreams and your destiny. Okay, so I want to give you three keys to doing this. And like I said, they come from the book. Now, what I want you to do is, I've finished tweaking the chapter one. I had to tweak it. I just did it. I tweaked it. I put it in a PDF. And it's being offered on my website for free. So go on over there, grab a copy of Chapter 1. As soon as I get your email, I can send you the link for the PDF. So I want you to go to my website, www.release, R-E-L-E-A-S-E, your, power, POWR.com. And on there you will see a link for you to fill out. And I know some people had already filled that out. They didn't get their chapter yet because I had to tweak the chapter four to put it by itself. So I took out, like, the table of contents. I took out the acknowledgement, the dedication, and all those pages. So that took me a little minute to do that. And then I just went on and took the time to correct some of the different spelling errors and things like that. So when you get it, it's going to be great, and you're going to read this book. I saw a lady last night at NJ Pack, and, you know, she read the book, and she said it really, really, really touched her in a special way. So go on over there to the website, grab that. And the first thing I want to do is to talk about the first chapter in the book. If you really want to dream, if you really want to live your dream life and become the person who is not just living life, but you're living destiny. If you really want to do that, you have to, first and foremost, so the first strategy I'm going to give you today is you have to make a change. You have to make a change. Now, I'm going to give you just a minute to hear how a great artist, and certainly was a legend, and certainly released his power and did a lot of dynamic things that have touched people's lives forever. So check it out. I told you that we were going to talk about one of the chapters from the book. That's chapter one, Make That Change. Well, the title of the title of the chapter in the book is called Choosing to Change. Basically, essentially, the same thing. If you want something you've never had before, you must absolutely do something that you've never done before. And in order to do something that you've never done before, you've got to begin saying things that you've never said before. So, for instance, if you've always said, I'm broke, I don't have enough, well, I can guarantee you that you are broke and you probably don't have enough because you spoke what you were going to see. Now, if you want to have what you never had, you got to do what you never done. And in order to do what you never done, you have to think things you've never thought. For instance, if you've always thought that people who lack this or people who lack that will also lack this and like that, if that's your thinking, well, you know, the Word of God tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. And so when you look at your life and you look at who you are, well, that's if you can look at the man or the woman in the mirror, which most people can't. Most people can't look at that person because they are afraid. They're afraid to see who is looking back at them. And then they're afraid to, most people are fearful of change. Probably outside of dying and public speaking, which they say public speaking was for a long time rated as the number one thing that people hated to do, right? And I can believe that, too, because when you look at YouTube, well, not so much YouTube possibly, but YouTube, first of all the social media, it seems as though it was built around people who don't like to talk to people face-to-face or don't like to talk to people in a crowd. I said it seems like, to me, maybe not to you, but to me it seems that way, only because the internet, social media is like YouTube. I remember when MySpace first came out and everybody was on MySpace because at that time the only people who were really even dealing with Facebook were college students. I remember being at Fairleigh Dickinson University and somewhere around the year 2000, and at the same time when one of my nieces, they were in college and they were talking about this Facebook, and she was telling her mom about it, and we were talking about it from a student standpoint, but that was really the only people that was on Facebook, and I thought I had heard that it was created for college students to post stuff about them. Like, say, for instance, you know, you were away from home, or you go from one college to another college, it became like a yearbook. It became a way to keep up with those people. Once college students graduated, a lot of times they need to network, but they couldn't because they lost the person's contact information. If you're living on campus, you don't live in that. You may not live in that town. You may not even live in that state, and you may not even live in that country. So that's what I had heard about Facebook. I haven't done the research to find out exactly how he created Facebook. But so most people were like on MySpace and things like that, but now it gave people a voice into other people's lives without people having to see who they were. And I would suspect that, you know, some of that could be driven by the fact that people don't like to talk in public. A lot of people, I'm not saying everybody, certainly I never had that problem. Thank God. I guess it was, you know, the way I grew up and what have you. But making a change, thinking something you never thought, saying something you never said, doing something that you've never done is going to get you results that you've never seen in your whole life. You can't even imagine where your life, when you make that change, when you release your power, you don't know where you're going because it's going to be somewhere you've never been before. Like, for instance, writing a book. I had never been there before. I had never even been there in my mind. I had never even thought about it when I was growing up as a kid. I didn't even like to read, so I didn't even want to touch a book, let alone write one. You know, it was a challenge. It was hard. It was painful for me to even have to pick up a book and read. So can you imagine? I mean, when I think back to, when I think back to my childhood and I think about the books I did read, I remember reading the comic books. There was a comic character out there. Some of you probably familiar with him, Archie. And Archie had his girlfriend. I think her name was Veronica, I think, or something like that. But I used to read those comic books, but they remember now in the comic books, all the words are very small, short. The sentences are like short, you know, and then one sentence per page, you know, pretty much. So you can make a change, but you have to begin to think it, say it, and then you'll begin to do it, and then you'll begin to get a result. That's the process, and it's not rocket science. I'm not a scientist. The Bible says it this way, faith without works is dead, okay? So you can have faith and believe that something's going to happen, but you still got to speak it and then act it out. Act upon your thoughts, in other words. So, for instance, if I'm thinking that, oh, wow, let's say I'm unemployed and I'm thinking about getting a job. So now I'm going to think that, wow, you know, there's jobs out there, you know, right? And I'm going to say, well, wait a minute. If there's jobs out there, then there means that's a job out there for me, right? So now what I'm going to do, if I'm thinking that, I'm going to start telling people, oh, yeah, there's jobs out there. And or if I'm in a conversation and somebody asks me, you know, what I'm doing, if I'm this unemployed person, I would say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get me a job. And then they might say, well, the economy is bad. How are you going to get a job? Well, don't waste your time trying to explain to them, because the minute they say that, they're not dealing with you on the same level, okay? They don't understand the level of what we're talking about here, releasing your power and speaking and thinking and doing what you want to get the results that you want to see. So they don't even believe that. So don't even waste your time trying to explain to them. The minute they say, well, how are you going to do that? That lets you know, that's your cue, that you will not be able to convince them of what you're operating in. Because basically what you're operating in is a higher level than where they're at. Because if they were there, they would have never asked you. They only would have said something like, oh, great. Oh, that's good. Well, I know you're going to get one. Because I hear you speaking positively. I know you're going to get it. Because you're going to have what you say. Right? And so what I know for me, what I've done to combat those individuals who, when you tell them something, they're clueless, I try to limit my access to them. It's just like when you have a credit card. A credit card may not give you, you know, a credit card may not give you access to your money, depending on what bank you might try to go to withdraw. So you can set up a system like that with yourself. Certain people, don't give yourself access to them. Or it could be a behavior. Like say, for instance, if you have a behavior that is not good or you don't want it, then just shut down your access to it. And then you don't have to worry. But what you do want to open up is you want to open the door, open the avenues to the, and open the access to things that are going to bring you success in life, joy, and happiness. Now, let me just back that up with a comment that sometimes you'll hear from people. Success in life really and truly comes from pleasing others. Did you know that? How many of you knew that? Raise your hand if you knew that success in life comes from pleasing others. Okay, great. I see your hands raised. But now that was just a little funny right there, though. Like if we were in an audience where I could see people, I'm sure almost everyone's hands would go up. Yeah, real success in life comes from helping others. However, here's the trick, though. How much help are you to others if you yourself are raggedy and falling apart? You see, so you have to take care of yourself first. You have to make sure you're whole in every way, spiritually, emotionally, physically, right? And then if you take care of, first of all, if you do the first one first, spiritually, all the others will fall in place. All the others will fall in place. Did you get that? Okay. When you do the one, everything else will fall in place. Now, when I get you in a live room, I'll show you another demonstration that I can do to prove to you that you can fall in place. But why are so many people not releasing their power? And that's simply because they don't know who they are. They think they're powerless. They think they're hopeless. They think that they don't have it. They don't think they have. I know, because I was there. I was that person. I'm not speaking from a textbook at this point. I'm not speaking from psychological research and medical research. I'm speaking directly from personal experience that you can be a person who does not believe that you can do it. Now, we don't have time in this broadcast to go into why people don't believe it, because there's a whole, there's all kinds of factors. There's all kinds of particles and components that point to your belief, how you got your belief, how they were developed. So pretty much if I sat down with you, sure, and you began to tell me some of the principles in your home, what you were reading at the time, okay? Just imagine if at 9 years old, instead of going out and reading all of these novels where you find out about relationship, right? Just say if you didn't do that, but instead you read powerful books like Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. If you read books like Failing Forward. If you read books about overcoming your past hurts and pain. Imagine if you were reading books like that at that age, okay? As opposed to some girls, you know, who like to read. They can't wait. Sometimes people think it's so wonderful that their little kids can read, and it is. But you also have to back it up with, what are they reading? Because what happens with readers, sometimes they just like to read anything. And reading becomes a challenge for them, so they want to read the next genre of stuff. And so you see a lot of these young girls that look so bookwormish with their glasses on and reading, and sometimes they're reading erotica. And you don't even know it, okay? Because especially sometimes parents are sometimes the most clueless people in the world. And I say that with all love, but it's the truth. It is the truth. And I only can say that because I worked for 4 years in a college-bound program where my students range from, in the summer, they would be going from sixth grade to seventh grade, so they're still more so sixth grade, all the way up to high school, so seniors, to 12th graders. And I did that for 4 years. We had 150 students each year, and they all had to be, they could not be the same 150. So now count that up, okay? So you're talking about a well over 500 students that I worked with and their parents, okay? So and parents sometimes are so clueless, but that's okay. We all are clueless, right? But we're all not parents. So sometimes it doesn't matter if you're an individual and you're clueless or you're by yourself. But to be clueless with children is very, 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 very dangerous to not just your health, but to the health of our society as we now know. We didn't know it then, but we know now that when you are a parent and you're clueless, you got problems, and we're going to have problems because those kids are out in the world causing problems for everybody else. But releasing your power is something that will help you achieve your dream and your destiny. So the first chapter, it talks about change. So again, I want you to get your free copy of the chapter, and I'm hoping that that will encourage you to get the whole book. But go to my website. On there's a submission form. You can fill it out. I will send you the chapter link, because I now have it, and like I said, I know there were people waiting for the past couple of weeks to get their chapter, but now you're going to get it, and then hopefully you'll go on and buy the book. So key number one is choosing to change, right? So if you have any change, you know, comments, or you want to talk about it, change is very, very important, okay? Without change, you would still be, you know, one day old, okay? So you've been changing all your life, and guess what? You're going to continue to change until you leave here. You're going to continue to change until you leave this earth, but what you may not get a chance to do before you leave here is live your dream. And, you know, just think about that for a minute. How sad that would be if you lived your whole life and that you never tapped into your dream, your purpose, your passion, what you're passionate about. Now, I'm all for working a 9-to-5 job. I'm all for that, especially when people find the job for which they're passionate about. Like right now, I'm working for myself, but if someone was to offer me my passion job, I'll jump on it. Now, you may say, well, why would you do that if you have your own business? Aren't you already operating in your passion? This is true, but for, and again, and I don't hold this against anybody, but unless you are an entrepreneur, then you possibly may not understand why I would say that. Because anybody that's a true entrepreneur who is a business owner, especially a small business owner, they understand the point that just because you have your business, you may still have to work a 9-to-5. And it took me the longest time to learn the why. And so finally I figured it out, and a couple of people helped me with it, is that when you first start a business, that's why it's an investment. You invest all your money. You don't have anything to live off of, so to speak. You don't have money for food, clothes, nails, hair, travel, right? Because you don't have any money coming in like that. In the first 7 years of your business, everything is an investment. There's no return for the first 7 years unless you are selling a product that is like air, something that people got to have, not stuff people want to have, not stuff people, you know, would like to have. But you got to have air, all right? That's just it. You may go months without water, but see how long you can go without breathing. Some of us, that's why some people don't swim, because they don't want to go underwater, because they don't want to hold their breath. You can't breathe underwater unless you got a mask on. So that, I think that's why people do that. So you can, absolutely. So that's the first strategy that I want to give for reaching your dream. You have to make a change. Now, the second thing that I want to give, and it's also in the book. Now, this you'll have to absolutely purchase the book to get, because this new chapter is not one of the freebies. However, in chapter 4, I talk about positively speaking. So I'm talking about three things that will help you, okay, three things that will help you reach your dream and your destiny in life. That means not leaving here until you've gotten what you want to get. And that is, you got to speak positive. That's the third strategy. Please, please, please think positive about yourself and about others. Don't think the worst of people. You know, in my line of work, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, do I meet so many people. And you know, and I've fallen into this category, so I'm not, you know, self-righteous here. Hello? All the things I talk to you about are all the mistakes I made or am making, okay? But I meet so many people who do not speak positively of others. So we have to stop that. And so when I don't, and when I say we, is no puns intended, and I'm talking about me too, I don't want to speak negative about anyone. And it's not so much about what they may speak about me, because I have nothing to do with that. I'm talking about for my destiny to reach my dream. I want to be a positive speaker. So not only speaking positively, but where does positive speaking come from? Now, I want you to answer that question. Where do we get positive speaking? Well, I'm sure somebody knows the answer. And as a matter of fact, if you hit your number one key, I'll open up your phone line and you can tell me what you think it is. But, yeah, where do we get positive speaking? Well, I guess somebody at least guessed it. We get positive speaking from positive thinking. If you think positive, your speech will follow. Your speech follows your thoughts, by the way, just in case somebody wasn't sure about what I'm talking about. Your speech follows your thoughts. So what's the lineup again? Thoughts, speak, do, have. Thoughts, speak, do, have. Thoughts, speak, do, have. You're going to get the result. So when you look at what you have in your life, it all came back to what you thought. If you don't want something in your life, you got to go all the way back and change your thinking. That's why he told us to be transformed. What did he say? Change your outcome. That's what transform means. Change your outcome. He says what? By renewing your mind. How do you renew your mind? You get better thoughts, higher thoughts. He said, think on these things. It says in the scriptures, think on these things, whatever is so lovely, whatever is pure, whatever is of a good report, think on these. We got to think heavenly, right? Think on heavenly matters means to think higher, think higher up. So here, and what I do is some people fix people's businesses, some people fix cars. I have a friend, he repairs cars, right? And you bring your car into him, and he'll, you know, put it up on a machine and check it out and see what's wrong with it. And then he'll let you know that you need this, this, or that. And then if you want to, you know, if you want to do it, you do it. You pay the money and you get it done. And you continue on to ride. Same thing if you go to a doctor. You go to the doctor checks you out, finds out what's wrong with you. And then the doctor says, well, these are your options. You can have surgery, you can have operation, you can go to therapy, you can take this medicine, you can stop eating, different prescriptions. And then you decide to do it, and you'll get the results that you expect. And so this, so I do a similar thing, but only I'm doing it as it relates to people. Not so much the physical part of you, but the emotional part of you. Okay? There's an emotional side to all of us. So I want to tap into your emotions. I want to know how you're feeling. You know, sometimes people, they don't really care how you feel, but I care how you feel. What do you want? That's why, you know, and I thank God for my sister Beverly. God bless you. I thank God for her because she really pointed this out in me way before I thought anything of it. She said, Lalisa, you should be a coach. And that was back in probably around 2003, so close to not about 9 years ago. And I thought about it, and she sent me over some literature that I could look at to talk about coaching. And I thought, I'm never going to do this. How am I going to do this? Who do I know that I can coach, right? This is a very, very, very true story. And then, oh, maybe about 8 months later, I got invited to come to Cincinnati or to Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio to speak. And I only mentioned it casually that I was a coach. And out of the group of people in the room, probably about 70 people in the room, one lady caught it and heard it and ran with it. You know what the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain that others can see and run with it. So I said that she ran and called her friend who was not there and called her friend and said, there's a woman in town. She says she's a coach, and you, I've been telling you, you need a coach. You need to call this lady. I was flying out the next day. I called the lady. The lady said, yes, I need a coach. Can we meet? We met at the hotel where I was staying, and I have my book, not this book, the other book that I wrote, God's Plan for My Success. And I showed her some things in the book, and I showed her that, because what I did was in the very short time, I did a quick assessment with her, the same way when you bring your car in. So she came in, and I did the assessment to see what was wrong, and what it came out to be was that her faith wasn't strong enough. So I gave her the book, Release Your God's Plan for My Success, to help her increase her faith. Because there are scriptures there, and so typically I typed the scriptures out. I didn't just give the scripture reference. So if you're going to read the book, you're going to get a lot of scriptures in that book. And so as you're reading the word, that's how you build your faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So when you read the scripture, your faith is going to be built. So that's what happened with that situation. And so that's how I became a coach. And so after that, and then I gave her my fees. She was willing to pay. We did it online because you can do that with coaching is online. So when you release your power, so that's what I do. I help people by helping them find what their dream is or helping them if they already know what they're. There are a lot of people. Let me just say this, okay, because there are a lot of people who know what they know what they want. They know what their dream is. They know what they want to live. They don't need someone to tell them what their purpose is. They don't need someone to tell them what their gifts and talents are. They don't need someone to tell them what they're good at. They already know this. The only thing that is happening in some of those people's lives is that they don't know how to bring it to fruition. That's their problem. That's their only problem. They know what they want. They've been wanting it for a long, 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 long time. They've had thoughts and ideas about it almost forever, but they just didn't know how to bring it to fruition, how to bring it back. So I'm very, very excited about our upcoming event. So now I just want to take a little break to tell you about that event, because I'm really hoping that you're going to be there. It's going to be very, very powerful. We're going to have powerful keynote speakers there. Our keynote speaker and powerful speakers. Because, you know, you can only have one keynote. Everybody else is delivering like a keynote, but they're not chosen for that assignment to be the keynote. But it's the same thing. Now, you know, America is a country of titles, so hello, get over it, right? That's what we do here. Now, this conference that, yes, says Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, but there are going to be men there. I've had other men. As a matter of fact, a man approached me yesterday. So why do you always leave the men out? And men always say this, right, from back in the Oprah days with the whole man bashing thing. Remember, that's how she first got started and got really big with all that male bashing stuff. But, well, that's how men took it. And she wasn't necessarily bashing them. She was just speaking what was happening, what she had seen in her life. But this event is going to have these powerful speakers, including Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, awesome, phenomenal woman, powerful public speaker, psychologist, was a columnist. She's a lecturer. Oh, wow, she just does a lot of things. She's got her new book out, The Best Kind of Loving, powerful book, A Black Woman's Guide to Intimacy. And you can go over to our event page on Facebook and grab the Blog Talk Radio link and listen to her show, or you can go right on to Blog Talk, her show. We interviewed her on Wednesday. Also, we have Ms. Francine Humphreys coming all the way from Texas. As a matter of fact, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant is coming all the way from Florida. That's where she lives. And then we have Ms. Francine Humphreys, who's coming all the way from Virginia Beach, Virginia. So we can't wait to hear her speak. And then we have also coming all the way from, believe it or not, Dallas, Texas, somewhere down in the Texas area, Ms. Nicole Upton. She'll be there to speak. She's a realtor and a motivational speaker. Then we also have Ms. Lois Green, who is also a vice president at Newark Beth Israel Hospital right here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. We have Mary Ann Cotchett, who is a college professor, and she teaches business and training and all that good stuff. We also have Ms. Beverly Carter coming all the way from Maryland. She's also one of our speakers and thought leaders. We also have Ms. Audrey Bell Carney, who is right here in New Jersey. She's a businesswoman. She travels all over the country showing small business women how to get started. And I'm going to tell you a little secret about Audrey. How I met Audrey. I did a workshop at Metropolitan Baptist Church once, myself and another lady, Adrian Congleton. The two of us decided to get together and do a workshop at Metropolitan Baptist College. She was going to deal with the fitness part, and I was going to deal with the mind and soul, and she had the body. So we did a workshop. We entitled it Mind, Body, and Soul. And I was coming there with my book, Release Your Power, the whole nine. No, I didn't have the book yet. Sorry about that. I didn't have the book, Release Your Power. So we did this conference, and this had to be somewhere around 2002 because we were both working together at the college. And we came up with this. You know, when you work in the college, you get a lot of time to yourself, believe it or not. That's why you don't hardly see that many college jobs available, because most people who have those jobs would never, ever quit. Well, because look at the environment. Students having fun. You got to keep the students happy. So college work in a college is fun, right? You know, especially when you get your work done. It's really an atmosphere that, unless you've worked there, you probably can't understand it. But sort of like school, but the difference with school, just a lot of things you can't do with students because you can't touch them and all these different things. But in certain things you can't say without the parents giving you the permission to say it and all that stuff. So it can become very bureaucratic. But in a college, it's the exact opposite. Yeah, everyone's grown. Everybody wants to be grown. Everybody wants to be grown, have fun, and learn. So it's a really cool environment. So I met Adrian. We talked and planned this whole thing out. And we had this event. And much to our surprise, because there was no Facebook and Twitter and all that. So the only way we could get the word out was just through word of mouth. So much to our surprise, only about maybe 15 or less people showed up. But one lady that showed up, just one lady that did show up, who Adrian had known and invited, she had this publishing company where she would help people publish a book. Well, she heard me speaking or whatever, whatever. She gave me her flyer. I took it home. I looked at it. I didn't think no more of it. I put it wherever, never to be seen or found again. And then when I wrote my first book, I didn't even realize what that lady, I didn't even realize what the paperwork she had gave me. I didn't even realize what it was. But I was somewhere, and I ran into a young lady. I believe she was at a bus stop. I offered her a ride. We started talking. I went to her apartment with her. Now, I know people are saying, you didn't even know the lady. You just gave her a ride and went to her apartment? Yes. Because when you're under the unction of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to worry about a lot of strange stuff happening. So I go to her house. Well, mysterious things, but not strange. So I go to her house, and I'm talking about this conference that was coming up that I was going to be going to in Cincinnati, Ohio. And she says, and I says, oh, boy, I needed to get this book done and this and that. And then she says, and she, this lady had a book. Oh, I know, that's what it was. I was going to take her book to Cincinnati with me, to Cleveland with me. And so she was said, and so she told me who helped her publish her book, and she gave me this lady's name. Well, come to find out, wouldn't you know, it was the same lady that I had met 2 years ago who had given me that flyer about her business, but I don't know what I did with the flyer. That's why when I hand out my flyers now, I tell people, please read it. If you don't do anything, before you throw it away, at least read it so you'll know what's on the flyer. So I didn't know how to write, publish a book, and I met this woman. I can't think of her name right now, but I met the woman. She gave me Audrey's number and name, and I called Audrey. I met Audrey on Route 22 at a diner. We sat down. She sold me her publishing package, and it was, you know, a little bit over $300. And she told me that was a 50% discount. She normally says she normally charged $600 and something. So the same workshop that I now do for people for $49.99, I paid $300 and something for it. And she said it valued at $600. Well, she showed me what to do to get my book published. So strange things can happen. You can meet people that will help push you to your destiny. And I said that because Audrey is one of our speakers. So from that, 2002, when I first met her, we're still together because, you know, we're in similar lines of work. So she's a powerhouse. When I tell you a powerhouse. 1 year I saw her over at Circle of Sisters. She had her table up. Now, you know, tables at Circle of Sisters are about vendor tables that were like close to $2,000. She had a table. She had her camera crew there. They were videotaping her. They were stopping people, asking their thoughts, and, you know, she was talking all of her small business talk because that's what she focuses on. So she's good, and she's going to be a speaker. Also, we have Miss Nicole Upton. I talked about her, Marianne Kotchett. And so pretty much I give it. Oh, and Miss Pam Knight. Miss Pam Knight, who I met on Facebook, she's coming. She teaches people how to get government contracts to support their businesses, to get a good, nice income coming in, but she teaches you how to do the paperwork, what to say, what not to say, and so she's going to come and speak, but she's also going to be offering her services as well. We have very, very powerful vendors. These are people you'll be able to engage with and ask them, well, how did you get started in your business? You know, what keeps you going? What motivates you? All right? So getting back to my strategies, first strategy I said was changing. The second one is speaking positively. And then the last one I'm going to give you, if you really want to release, if you really want to, I mean really, really, really want to release your dream and your destiny, this one is critical, even though they're all critical, so I only gave you three, and I'm pulling them all right out of the book, so I definitely want you to go right over to the website. Right now. Go right now. I'll give you a few minutes. Go right ahead. Go right on over. Type in. Go to the home page. And as a matter of fact, somebody just did, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Did somebody already sign up? Yep. Go right over there. And you will definitely get a copy of this book. Okay? So go get that first chapter, tell your friends, tell somebody you know that you know they need to change. And the third one that I wanted to give you is building solid relationships. If you are going to live your dream and your destiny, you must get into the habit of building solid relationships, like the one I have with Audrey Bell Carney, who's going to be one of the speakers, like Lois Green, who I met back in 2007, built that solid relationship, and she's still coming to help out and be a part of this event. And sometimes a relationship doesn't have to be that long for it to be built strong. Let me say that again because I think somebody just missed that. A relationship doesn't have to be that long for it to be built strong. It's built strong with certain fibers. It's like in our bodies. The doctors say, eat this. It's going to help your muscle fiber. It's going to help the fiber in your body to hold things together, right? And so you need some things in place of the relationship to hold it together, to make it solid, like not gossiping, not backbiting, not being jealous of the person around you because they got more than you and did more than you and is doing more, not being contentious with others, not being all these different things can build the relationship solid and strong. But if you start off a relationship with jealousies, insecurities, the lack of sensitivity, selfishness, the relationship is not going to be built solid. And therefore, the persons that you're not building a relationship could be tied to your destiny, your dream, and your success. And one of the my last little story to give you is how when I worked in retail, I worked as a retail store manager for Dress Barn, and I did that job for 4 years. And I noticed that, and I loved working in retail, and one of the things I loved the most was that I had to talk to, since I like to talk, it was the job was easy for me because one of the things they require you to do when you work in these stores is to talk to people. And, again, when we would hire, when I was responsible for hiring staff for the store, in the interview, if you're real quiet and shy, though you're nice and neat and smart and intelligent and gave me a resume with a degree on it, I was not going to hire you. Because in the retail business, it's the talkative people that make the sales happen. And I'm not just saying that you can just talk and say anything. No, but you got to be willing to talk about the merchandise. Oh, there's a dress on sale. Oh, did you know you can get a necklace with that if you bought the dress? Open a credit card today and save 15%. Or, you know, you got to be able to talk to, oh, how's it going? Oh, I love your hair. Nice outfit. That's what makes people want to buy. When I go to a store and people don't talk to me, I leave out of there. I don't buy anything. First of all, I don't think your staff is properly trained because having worked in retail as a manager, this is part of the training. You got to make the customer feel like coming into your store is home, but that's why I did so well in that business because I was able to do that. I had people come into the store. They just want to come and hang out and chit-chat. But before they leave, they got to buy something. They're going to be like, oh, I got to buy something, stockings, a handkerchief, you know. And my sales were always good. My sales were really, really good, and so much so that I won a tennis bracelet in one of the contests. Dress Barn runs all kind of contests. So it was a lot of fun. But you got to build those solid relationships. As a matter of fact, the girl who hired me, and hopefully you'll meet her on the 25th, if you come. And I know you're coming. Why wouldn't you? You have no reason not to come to this powerful event on August the 25th. I mean, what? Unless you got another engagement, you have no reason not to go there and to be a part of history in the making. But the lady who hired me in 90, somewhere around 96 or so with Dress Barn, maybe like 94, she's probably coming. She and I we're still friends. Because the relationship was built solid. I never talked about her behind her back. I was never jealous of her because she was the store manager and I was just a sales associate when I started out there. My job was to unpack the boxes, and the moment I heard somebody come to the door, run to greet them. After I chat with them and talk to them and make small talk, I had to go back and start packing. But I go into the stores today and people are unpacking that box and they don't even barely look up at you. I used to run to the front of the store. Hi, how are you? Welcome to Dress Barn, you know, like that. And so, you know, my district manager, she loved it, and she quickly promoted me to the store manager. But things kind of fell apart once I got a new store manager because then her focus was on something else. And it does matter. People focus on different stuff. So while the manager that hired me as a promoted me to store manager, she loved my style, but other people don't like that style. They'd rather have you as a manager in the back doing all the paperwork. So, you know, you have to just, you know, be yourself, be yourself. Find a job that you love. Find a job that you that has your passion. I mean, it's time out for going to work and being miserable, people. So you're going to release your power. You're going to remember the three strategies I talked about today, choosing to change, speaking positively, and building solid relationships. You got to do that with your spouse, with yourself, with your God, with your children, with the community. Well, let's put God first. So let's start building a solid relationship with God, yourself, your spouse, your children, the community. You got that order? God, self, spouse, or if you don't have a spouse, skip over that and put the next thing, the children. If you don't have children, skip to the next thing and go to that. That's all. So, wow, we've said, I believe, a mouthful. Don't forget, go to the website, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com. I'm sorry, YOLASITE.com. So, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.YOLASITE.com. Go there, register, go to the release-your-power.com website to get your free chapter one of the book, so you can begin your journey to releasing your power. Well, I thank you for tuning in to the show today, and we'll see you back Monday. Monday we'll have some people on that are going to be at the conference asking them to... Can't wait.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.